This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A lot, maybe even most, of the coverage of agriculture in this economy, on this program and elsewhere, is about crops. Corn and soybeans, wheat maybe. It's all about harvest and yields and planting stuff. The ranching side of agriculture, cattle in particular, doesn't get as much attention, which we are going to fix right now. There are more than 80,000 wild horses out here in the American West, more than half of them in Nevada, which also happens to be, not coincidentally, the driest state in the Union. It's got some pretty harsh country out there, Nevada does. Not much for horses or for cows to eat. And that's making some of those cattle ranchers pretty upset about having to share grazing land with more and more wild horses. Ashley Ahern brings us this story from her new podcast series, Mustang.
If you're a rancher and you want to graze your cows on public land, the government tells you when you can turn them out and when you have to bring them in. Wild horses, on the other hand, roam wherever they want and eat whatever they find year-round. That's a challenge for Brady Vincent. She ranches with her husband and his family in northwestern Nevada. And when their Herefords and Black Angus cows are out on the range, she says they have to compete with a lot of wild horses for grass.
There's nothing for the cows by the time spring turnout comes because the horses have already had it.
And, Vincent says, they're destructive. The horses tear down fences, paw through water troughs and pipes.
It's months and months of work and money trying to fix everything that these mismanaged animals are destroying because everybody's like, oh, you know, they're pretty.
Not far from there, Will DeLong's family has been ranching for five generations, and he's dealt with some of those same challenges. To get to his ranch, you have to drive 70 miles on dirt roads, which can be kind of noisy in an F-350 pickup. DeLong grazes his cows on land he leases from the Bureau of Land Management. In recent years, though, he had to make a tough choice. There was so little grass for his cows, because of all the wild horses, that he kept his cattle at home. That meant he had to buy more hay for them, and hay prices are up.
You know, I take pride in my cattle being in good shape, and I don't want them starving somewhere. Because it won't make me any money, and it won't do the cattle any good.
Before I started recording, DeLong told me he'd rather go to the dentist than be interviewed. But he wanted to talk wild horses, because they've cost him a lot of money in hay and property repairs. So you might think he'd want the horses rounded up. But in fact, DeLong's family's history is entwined with the wild Mustangs here. In the early 1900s, his great-grandfather would catch and sell them to help make ends meet.
If they caught two or three, they were doing pretty good.
Long before the Bureau of Land Management took over wild horse management in the 70s and made it illegal for private citizens to catch or kill Mustangs, DeLong's family was managing the wild horses around here. They kept the numbers in check, catching some horses to train and ride, but also releasing their own domestic mares and stallions to breed with and enhance the wild stock. That meant there was a sort of permeable genetic boundary between domestic horses and wild horses, and his family felt responsible.
They managed the horses so that they were better horses all the time. They wanted to have the best horses they could on the range.
DeLong speaks fondly about the Mustangs his family has trained and ridden over the generations. His father had a beautiful buckskin named Gypsy. A lot of the horses on the ranch today are her descendants. Then there was Pinto Pete, the Mustang DeLong rode as a kid. He says he hopes there are always Mustangs on the range. But right now, there are more than five times as many wild horses in Nevada as biologists say there should be.
When they're at the levels where they're supposed to be at or close to it, they're not a challenge. I don't have any problem. If they're managed and the right numbers, we're used to them. Right? I mean, I kind of like seeing them, actually.
Even if they do compete with his cattle. In Nevada, I'm Ashley Ahern for Marketplace.